You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us is our newsmaker of the day, Catherine Driver. She is with the Motherlode Office of Catholic Charities, and Eric Hovater. He is the Tuolumne County Assistant District Attorney. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So next week, next Wednesday specifically, June the 12th, there is going to be something called the 2019 Elder Empowerment Conference. This is going to be held at the Hotel and Conference Center at Black Oak Casino Resort, starting at 8:30 in the morning and continuing until 3:30 in the afternoon. Catherine, the most obvious question is, what is the 2019 Elder Empowerment Conference?
Well, we want to bring a lot of attention to the fact that elder abuse happens in our community. And so this is a perfect way for us to be able to do that. And we're privileged to have come together with our partners to bring this conference to Tuolumne County yet again.
And you are with the Motherlode Office of Catholic Charities. So who specifically is putting this conference on?
Well, it is the Motherlode Office of Catholic Charities, as well as the Tuolumne County District Attorney's Office and Victim Witness. Other partners are the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians Social Services Program and Elders Program, as well as Area 12 Agency on Aging, Sierra Senior Providers, Tuolumne County Adult Protective Services, Tuolumne County Behavioral Health, and of course, Black Oak Casino.
It is an all-day conference from 8:30 in the morning through 3:30 in the afternoon. Is this a free conference?
It is a free event. There will be continental breakfast items in the morning and then a free lunch at noon, and the conference is free as well.
All right. So with an all-day conference, can people come and go as they please, or are they required to stay for the entire thing?
You know, they're not required to stay. We would like them to stay for the whole day. They're going to benefit from staying the whole day by hearing all of the speakers, but they can come and go. But with that said, we would still appreciate reservations because the seating is limited and we want to make sure that everybody that wants to come is able to come.
Do you need the reservations in advance before Wednesday?
Yes, we do. And so people can call the Motherlode Office of Catholic Charities at 532-7632 to make their reservations.
Is there a website?
There is not a website. However, if someone would like to do continuing education units, which we will be providing at no charge, a big thank you to Tuolumne County Behavioral Health for this piece because they are the leaders in bringing the CEUs to those who need them. So if you are interested in receiving CEUs, you would go to surveymonkey.com/r/EEC June 12th.
All right, I'm going to ask you about some of the speakers that are on the lineup, but first I do want to turn our attention to the Tuolumne County Assistant District Attorney, Eric Hovater. And Eric, you're going to be the master of ceremonies. Let me ask you a fairly tough question. Is there a need for the Elder Empowerment Conference in Tuolumne County?
Mark, I think there is a great need for this conference. I've been doing all the elder abuse prosecutions in this county since 2001, and I would tell you that since that time, the amount of cases that come across my desk of elder abuse have tripled isn't even the word, exponential increase, and a lot of that is due to factors such as the aging of the population. Some of it has to do with the fact that some of the laws with regards to elder abuse are not as stringent, and that's gotten out. Part of it has to do with the fact that the amount of people with the economic downturn, and I think possibly even some of the legalization of some of the drugs, have made the elderly of a more attractive target for people. And so the numbers of cases have increased. This is a county that has a very significant elder population. And I think a conference like this, which is designed to not only put the light on the problem, but also to talk about something positive. And that's why this is an elder empowerment conference, because there's a lot of positivity involved in giving elderly people the tools that they need to confront this situation and to deal with the aftermath of the situation. So we have a great need in this county, and we're very fortunate to all the organizations that have come together and given us an opportunity to give this information to county residents another year.
Define elder abuse.
So, Mark, there's two main categories of elder abuse. There's physical elder abuse and there's financial elder abuse. Elder abuse is a crime to anyone who is 65 years of age or older. That's what the law defines as an elder. But there's also a component with individuals who suffer from disabilities. So even though we call it elder abuse, when you commit a crime against someone who's 65 years of age or older, or against someone who has a significant disability that goes into that, then those are what elder abuse is about. In this county, I guess I use the word fortunately, the majority of our elder abuse is financial elder abuse. The physical aspect of it, which can be very emotionally challenging, we have less of it. That's not to say that it isn't there, but those are the two types, financial and physical.
Catherine Driver, for clarification, is this a sales seminar?
It is not. It is not. It's informational based only. It is strictly to get information out regarding elder abuse prevention and how elders can help themselves.
The 2019 Elder Empowerment Conference takes place Wednesday, June 12th. That's next Wednesday from 8:30 in the morning through 3:30 in the afternoon at the Hotel and Conference Center at Black Oak Casino Resort. Registration starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. Catherine Driver, before we wrap this up, the telephone number one more time, and is there anything else you would like to add?
532-7632 is the number. Again, that's 532-7632. And we sure hope you can make it. If you have any interest in elder abuse prevention, what you can do to prevent elder abuse, please join us.
Eric Hovatter and Catherine Driver, I appreciate both of you showing up this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.